Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Tzadi Tes, the last amud in the ninth parak. Misha haya b'derech rechoka Pesach Sheni discussions, and we start Bez Hashem in a few minutes the last parak of Maseches Psachim, and that is Arvi Psachim. First order of business is to finish off Misha haya, which is all about Pesach Sheni. Tana Rabban, at the bottom of Tzadik Ches Amabez, the Gemara. So yesterday we had the Mishnah, the long Mishnah, relating to what happens if people appoint different members of their group in order to shout the Karan Pesach on their behalf. One of them got lost, one of them wasn't sure what it was going to be, and the Shaila was, which of the Karbanos Pesach was shechted first, was shechted second, what if they said to each other, what if they didn't say to each other, and the second half of the Mishnah was the Karbanos that got mixed up, what does one do? So first, let's speak about the Karbanos that got mixed up, the first half of the Mishnah, that if you appoint each other to the Karbanos Pesach, that it only works if you know which was the first one. If you don't know which was the first one, so then you're stuck, and then you can't eat any of them. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, in the case of Amr Lahen V'Amru Lo, in the case where he, the one person, the singular Shliach, said to them, and they said to him, and what is the halacha? Ochal Min Arishon. So that as long as they know the first one that was shechted, so the first one is the one that's eaten from. Lo Amr Lahen V'Lo Amru Lo, but if neither of them said anything to each other, and they just acted without the consent of the other one, Einon Achra'in Zelazeh, then they can do whatever they want. They're not achrais for each other, and it doesn't matter which was first, which was second. They didn't give each other permission. They didn't give each other permission. So then, memela, they could eat whichever one they want. So what do you see from here? Mikan amru chachamim, yafeh shtika lachachamim. Right, it works out better if they didn't say anything. If they appointed each other, and it comes out that they didn't know which was shechted first, so then they're stuck. They can't eat it. If they would have kept quiet, if they wouldn't have given permission, then ironically, it would have been better. So, yafesh shtika lechachamim, kal vachomer letipshim. And if shtika is good for the wise, then if it's good advice for the wise, then it's obviously good advice for those who are foolish, who wouldn't say anything wise anyway. No, this is a case where they did not appoint the shliach. If they didn't appoint the shliach and he just did it on his own, so that it works out better for them. Because in the case where they appointed the shliach, so then it depends which happened first. And if they don't know which happened first, then they're stuck. They can't eat any of them. But if they didn't appoint any shliach, then the shliach has no rights to do anything for them. And memela, they can eat whichever one they want. Shneamar evil macharish chachami chashev. The silent fool is considered a wise man. And we know shtika, the midah of being quiet, is a midah that's discussed much by many of the ba'alei machshava. The Rambam talks about this. The Rambam Menuchas Deos. The Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam discusses the best midos to have, the non-extreme, not going from one extreme to the other extreme, but being on the Shvil HaZahav. The Rambam says, La'olam yarbe adam b'shtika. Person should always try to be quiet. Shouldn't be the life of the crowd when it's in an inappropriate way. V'lo yidaber ela o bedvar chachma, o bedvarim shetzorach len l'chaye gufo. Everything that comes out of our mouth should be something appropriate and needed and constructive. Amr al Rav, Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shlosach Sicha Batela Kol Yamav. Vizui Sichas Rov Kol HaAdam. But this is what most people do. V'yafilu B'tzarchi HaGuf, Lo Yar Ba'adam Dvarim, V'yalzeh Sivuch HaChamim, V'amru Kol HaMarbe B'dvarim Mevi Chet, V'amru L'matzasi L'guf Tov Ela Shtika. Right, Ela Shtika, the Rambam. Many times it's better not to say something than to say something, right? We have to have kashrus on not only what goes into our mouth, but on what goes out of our mouth. Interesting, what does the word mean? V'lo matzasi guf tov elashtika? The first parak in Pirkei Avos. What is a guf? What's the guf? V'lo matzasi, I didn't find anything good for the guf. V'lo matzasi guf tov elashtika. So Rabbi Levine, in the Pirkei Avos that they put out, Rabbi Arya Haya Omer, so in there, he talks about what is that lashon of guf. Tevas l'gufu miyutar. V'lama tafas atara lashon shalila. V'lama tafas atara lashon elashtika. So he says, anam vaday shahadibur yesh po mali yaseira v'tova kishu b'chachma. Dibur, as we know, is what differentiates us from all the other beings of creation. Right? As the Kuzari says, the four levels of being. Domeim, the inanimate objects. Chai. I'm sorry. Someach, those that grow. We say that animals, that flowers or trees are alive, but they're not alive in the same way as we know of animals. So it's domain, someach, chai, medaber. Medaber's on top. That's what makes us unique. Says the Rabbi Levine, medaber, akoch hadibur, reflects that we have a neshama. Reflects that we have a soul. Unlike, that's what differentiates us. That's what makes us medaber. Right? Even though a parrot could also parrot what is being said, but that's all they could do. They can't come up with their own vocabulary and paragraphs. So dibur reflects our neshama. V'hadibur hakadosh haba mikocha vade tov yafe, and that's beautiful. But dibur, which does not come from the neshama, and dibur, which is just used inappropriately, that has to do with the guf. That doesn't have to do too much with the neshama, right? That's just, you know, just our animalistic side. So v'lo matzasi l'guf tov ela hashtika. Regarding the neshama, you can talk a lot. Right, keep give shiurim and do chesed and do mitzvos and say nice things to each other. That's that. That'll be the neshama type of dibur. But guf type of dibur, v'lo matzasi l'guf tov for my guf. You know what I found? Ela shtika. Only shtika is the one that is appropriate. There's one final source related to this. We mentioned this a couple of months ago in a parsha shir. A beautiful thought of the Rambam. It's amazing. The Rambam there on that Mishnah Pirkei Avos says everything we say. Everything that comes out of our mouth is in one of five categories. Everything that we say is five, and we have to think. That makes us think about, okay, what am I about to say? Which category is it in? Everything we say. If you never saw the Rambam, it's at the end of the first parak in Pirkei Avos. V'ani Omer, says the Rambam in, from Arabic, ki hadibur nechalak lufi chovas torasenu chameshas chalakim. Everything we say is five categories. Number one, hachelak harishon hu hamitzuvebo. Mitzuvah, what we're commanded to say. Tefillah, brachos, right, all good things. Everything that we're commanded to say. Mitzvah asesh, tavidu ba v'dibarta bam. V'ukamo kala mitzvos. V'kfar nomar b'chizuk u'bezirus ala limud, mashalo yochil chibers afilu es miksaso. I've already told you about Talmud Torah, you know, in this commentary that I'm writing can't even fit a little bit of the godless of learning Torah. So number one is mitzuvah bo. Number two is the opposite. So A is mitzvah. B is usur. Right? What's usur? The opposite extreme. Hu adibur asher ne'esav v'usayinu olav kigon, eidu sheker, rechilus, lashon hara, gidufim, cursing. That's the nivol peh. And that's all part two. Or E, he calls that. You have A, and then you have the second category is what's usur. Then you have 3, 4, and 5. What's 3, 4, and 5? 3 is what you should stay away from. Miruchak, the Rambam calls. You know, is it usur? It's not usur. It's not nivol peh. It's not lashon hara. But it's tam bittel. It's not bittel. Vudibur she'ein bo to'elas la'adam atzmo. Lo mashmas lo meri. Kegon rov sipurei ha'hamonim. Ma'ira u'mahaya. No politics, sports. You know, all stam talking that a lot of people schmooze. Or hak. You know what? They're just schmoozing. That's not mitzvah. That's not a lot of it's not us. It might go to the usher area very soon. But that's category three. Mashir Mashaya, number three. Number Vizenegraitsa Chachamim Sicha Batela. Vachasidim Mishtadla Ma'ola Israchim Midvar Mela. That's number three. I'm going in the order of the Rambam. Number four says the Rambam Vachelik Ravi. Hu Haratsui. What's the Ratsui? Hu Adibor Bisheva Chamalos Hagionios Habidotios. You're not talking about Torah. But you're talking about constructive discussions. You're talking about ethics. You're talking about positive ideas. Ula ores hanefesh lazeh b'nu'umim u'bishirim. Other secular inspirational discussions. Positive discussions that don't have to do with Torah. That's four. That's three and four. And five is what he calls rishus. Basically, what's needed to live. You know, are you going shopping today? Who's picking up the kids? Carpools. Items that we need to live. It's not mitzvah directly, but it's not usur. But it's also not bittul. We need to live life. And we need to know, you pick up the car from the mechanic. What, everything. That's category five. Huadibur mashinogel, adam, b'mischa, business, parnasa, food, malbusha, v'yesa, galtrachav, v'zerushus, einenu lo ratzui, v'lo meruchak, elem ratza, rashoi, ladaber, bo kamashir, tzev, emratza, yishtok, u'bechelek, hazeh, and it continues. So one and five we need, right? The mitzuvah, and to live life we need. Number two, we need to stay away from, for sure, that's usur. The question is, what about category 3 and 4? That's where our colors really show, right? The gray area, which is latov or not so latov, stam bittel. That's the Rambam. Every word we say, it's very scary. When we go up to Shemayim Achamev Esrim, every word that has ever come out of our mouth will be registered in one of those five categories. We got to figure out where are we gonna have more. Where are we gonna have more? Hopefully, we'll fill up certain sections and certain categories, like the Chavetz Chaim says. Chavetz Chaim says that says we're only given one mouth. We have two eyes, we have two ears, we have two nostrils. One mouth. We have one mouth. He says, imagine if you have a pitcher. We just had many days of Yontif. Those of Chuslaris had many more days of Yontif. Right? You have a pitcher. You put the pitcher on the table. You take it outside. You stick it in the mud. And after you stick it in the mud, you brush off a little of the mud. But most of it's still there. And then you fill it up with water and you put it on the table. It's disgusting. So you're serving water in this pitcher? It's gross. He says, we have one mouth. One mouth. So we use the mouth, speak Lashon Hara, and the this, and the that. And then we want to learn with our mouth. Then we want to daven with our mouth. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's disgusting. We don't have two mouths. We have one mouth. And one of the Amoraim even said, one of the Gemaras, oh, I wish I was born with two mouths. Right? Because I can say, because it's so hard. It's so hard, but we want to have purity. But that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. We have to be so careful with everything we say. Okay? That's the line of Yafesh Shtika L'Chachamim Kal V'Chomer L'Tipshim. And now we know what Guf is, and we know the five categories of the Rambam. Good. We've got to say something exciting before we get to Arvei Pesachim. But, Baruch Hashem. Okay, here we go. Third line. Two that got their Karbanos Pesach mixed up. So remember the cases of the second half of the Mishnah. What do? If we have two groups that got mixed up, the animals, so we send one person over from each of the groups to the other group, and then they make a tanai with them. If this is your animal, so then we're all misalek ourselves from our own animal, and now we become part of your animal. And if this is our animal, then you remove yourself from your animal, and you become part of our animal. But then what was the last case? Remember the last case? There's only one person on each carbon. One career that equal, what do? So then you're allowed to take somebody from the shuk, you're allowed to appoint somebody to your animal, and then do the switch. Says the Gemara, Lema Masitza, the Lok Rabbi Yehuda. So let's assume that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? To tell you, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? If the family is too small to have one animal, then you can add on more animal, on more people. That means you could have less and less. We darshin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you need somebody from the original group to be with you. So that was the first half of the Mishnah, but not the last case. Rabbi Yossi Omer ubilvad shelo yanicho es haPesach kamo shehu. You can't leave a Karban Pesach without anybody. There's Rabbi Yossi Shita. So our Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the last case, look at Rashi, third line on the right side. The lo Rabbi Yehuda deba'i shehi echad mibnei chabura harishona kayamalav dehavadai osam shnayim shehi vio min ashuk. Right, those two people that you brought from the shuk. Right, what happens if they are the enam chashuvim ibnei chabura? They're not considered part of the original chabura. Hovelo hayim b'shas l'kichas, and they weren't there when you originally designated. Now your carb is lost. So you don't know what to do. So you want to save it. You want to make sure that there's always somebody that's mamuna on the carb. And so you take them, but they're not part of the original group. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need somebody from the original group. So isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? It's like Rabbi Yossi. Which is interesting, Lamdis. What's the machlokas about, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Is it a din in the carbon, or a din in the bilum? Right, the carbon, is it that the carbon cannot be without a person associated with it, even for a moment? Right, that's like Rabbi Yossi, or is it din in the person? Right, there has to be a personal connection between one of the people and the carbon from the beginning. Either way, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. No, even Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah can even be according to Rabbi Yehuda. I want to meet Rabbi Yehuda. Right, aren't you taking somebody who wasn't there originally? Kivan to Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ein shochten es haPesach al hayochid. Since Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, he said 8 blot ago, that you're not allowed to shechtel Karban Pesach for one person. So, in the Mishnah, is the Mishnah talking about one person? We're talking about one person in each group? It must be there's something missing. It must be there was an implicit condition. When they each had one person, they knew there was going to be another person. They had that other person in mind originally. Because they know the halacha is you can't have only one person. Ukechan mibnei chaburadami. So it's as if the new person that came, it's as if they were there originally, and therefore the Mishnah could fit even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Does this get into Breira issues? Right? Could get into Breira issues. It's not clear, and then it's becoming clear later. But it never becomes clear. So it's not really Breira. Breira is where it becomes clear at the end. Here it never becomes clear which group they were originally from. So it's not exactly Breira. Amar Ravashi, Basizan Amideka, says Ravashi, the language of the Mishnah later on also proves that this is correct, that it's like Rabbi Yehuda also. Tiktani, V'cheit Chamish Chaburo Shal Chamisha. The end of the Mishnah gives a perfect case of five groups and five people. Why didn't it give a case of five groups and three people? Why does that have to be five and five? Shal Chamisha in, Aval Shal Chamisha Va'arba Alo. Why not with four? Lav mishum delom payish chad v'nei chabura gabe. Because then it wouldn't work out. There wouldn't be one from the original group in each of the groups. Shema mina. And that's why it must be. It is meduyek like Rabbi Yehuda. Hadro lach misha yatame v'slikala Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni. Where was Pesach Rishas? So you remember back on Daf Nun Zayin. Daf Nun Zayin when we started Tam Nishchat. Nun Zayin of Avedon Chesam and Aleph. When we started Tam Nishchat, there it said the end of Pesach Rishon, because if you remember, the first four prakim of the Masechta were all about Pesach Rishon. Not really. It was about Chametz and Matzah. That was the first three prakim were about Chametz and Matzah. The fourth parak was Makom Shenagu. It was all about Minhagim, but it started with doing Malacha on Erev Pesach and not doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. The first four prakim about Lamaisa, 5, 6, 7, and 8 were about Karban Pesach. 9 was Pesach Sheni, and now we get into Arvei Pesachim, which gets us back to Pesach Rishon, which, if you remember, the Me'iri had this parak as the fifth parak, because this parak was learned in Talmudic times, sometimes in the Rishonim's times, as the fifth parak, because it goes more with the first four prakim than with the last parak. If you want to look more about Pesach Sheni, right here on the bottom is a summary of the halachas. But now we get into the world of Arvei Pesachim. The world of Arvei Pesachim, these next 22 blot or so that we're going to do for the next couple of weeks, we go to Arvei Pesachim. Arvei Pesachim Slavach Lebircha. Arvei Pesachim is all about the Seder. As we know Pesach, right? It's various Mesechas. Like, oh, I'm going to learn Mesechas Yuma to learn about Yom Kippur and everything that I'm not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. So the first seven Prakim of Yuma are about the Avoda. Only the last Parak, Yom HaKippurim, is all about what we call Yom Kippur. Aser Bachila, B'shtiya, B'sichah, the last Parak, the eighth Parak. But B'ezras Hashem, all those Mesechas come up later this year. Shkolam Yumasukah Beitzer Rashana Thaddeus Megillah Mokar Chagiga. All those Pesachlis are through the year, through next year, the Yom Tovim, all of the Seder Moed. Erev Pesachim Samach Lamincha. So, what's the first word of this parak? Do we call it Erev Pesachim or Arvei Pesachim? So, our gear says Erev Pesachim. If you look at the first Tosfos, Erev Pesachim, I Garsinan Arvei Nicha. If it says Arvei, so then that's good. Why? What's Arvei? Because that's plural. If it says Erev, it means Erev that you shech the Karba Pesach, meaning the Erev Pesach. Inami Erev Pesach Rishon Visheni. That's what Arvei means. Arvei means even Erev Pesach Sheni. Right? Erev Pesach Sheni, the 14th of Iyar. These halachas apply to that day too. We referred to this Mishnah once before in the Masechta when we had a Rishash that referred earlier, a couple of prakam ago, to this double lashon of Arvei that we had in the Mishnah earlier as well. Okay, so every line of Arvei Pesachim we could spend many hours on. We will try to fit in as much as we can. Most of halachas of Kiddush and Havdalah for a Shabbos, are in this parak. Most halachas, right? There's no, in Mesechta Shabbos, we have some, a few lines here and there, but the areas of halacha of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and Kiddush in Shul, and many other halachas of Kiddush, Kiddush Rabba, come from this pair. Okay, Erev Pesach Samach Lamincha, Lo Yochal Adam Achat Techshach. And a person, Erev Pesach Samach Lamincha, as it gets late in the afternoon, what person is not allowed to eat until it gets dark? Until it gets dark. So, a lot to talk about at this line. So, first of all, why is this? Because you want to go into Pesach with an appetite. You want to go in, and that's why it is usher to eat something major ad shetechshach. Look at Rashi, and as we have, welcome Rashbam. We welcome Rashbam to the Dafyomi world, and Rashi's grandson, the Rashbam, comes onto the scene in a couple of prakim and shas. One of them right here is Arei Pesachim. The Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, he is the son of Rashi's daughter, brother of Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi did not have any sons. So if you see, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yaakov, ben Meir and the Rashbam, Rabbi Shmuel ben Meir, the brothers, they, Rabbi Natap is in Tosos, but the Rashbam here, we have his commentary. Rashi's on top, Rashbam's on the bottom. So, Rashi says, Lo Yochal, Kidei She Yochal Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Tei Avon. So that, what does Rashi say? We don't eat anything on Erev Pesach, not too much, we'll snack a little bit, but that's it. We don't eat anything in order to eat matzah with an appetite. Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. Because of Hidur Mitzvah, we'll get back to that lashon in a minute. But first, there's an interesting irony. Interesting irony. We have to eat matzah when we are hungry, when we have an appetite. We have to eat Karban Pesach when we're almost full. Whereas the halacha, as we had earlier, daf ayinechal ala sova. So it's fascinating. We have to start the evening eating, doing a mitzvah, eating something when we're hungry. And we have to end the evening eating something as we become full. Not after we're full, that we've discussed. It doesn't mean I'm full already and then I eat it. Ala sova means making me full. Making me full. So says the Margolius Ashas right here in the name of one of the rebbes says lachora. He says te'avon who mitzad ra'avon aguf ukechal achila shel adam ra'ev. Lachora zeh mafkes b'chavadas ha'mitzvah. He says, doesn't that ruin like the kavana for the mitzvah? If I eat something when I'm basically almost full, then I'm eating it l'shem mitzvah. If I'm starving, I'm eating it because I'm starving. I'm not eating it because I'm hungry. Like the chidaz vart that we mentioned in the past. The chidaz thought about why do we call shalosh shudas shalosh shudas or shalosh su'udos. We should call it Suda Shlishis, right? The third meal. Why do we call it Shalosh Sudos, three meals? Explains the Chida and others that the first two meals of Shabbos, it's not really Nikar that I'm doing it L'Shem Shabbos. On Friday night, I'm hungry. I didn't eat all day. Shabbos morning, I've been in shul for a couple hours. So I'm hungry. So those two meals, they're not, it's not Nikar that I'm doing it L'Shem Shabbos. Masha'en came when it comes to Shalosh Sudos. Much of the year we're not hungry. We're not in the mood to wash. We have to like pull people's arms sometimes to get them to wash, some of our children. And, you know, so I don't want, that's the point. The point is even if we're not hungry, we're doing it L'Shem Shabbos. The third meal is Megala. All three meals were L'Shem Shabbos. That's why it's called Shalosh Su'udos. It's called three meals and not just the third meal. That's the Chida. So when we're not hungry, that's when it's Nikar that it's L'Shem Shabbos. But if we're starving, so I'm eating matzah because I'm hungry. I'm not eating matzah, so doesn't that ruin the mitzvah a little bit? But afal pikein, says the Margolius Ashas, afal pikein mitzad sheni, it has a ma'al yusa. Why? Because when I eat it b'taiva, it's hider mitzvah. I'm doing it with a passion. I'm doing it with a natural passion. And that is why you have a little bit of both. You have a little bit of te'avon, you have the matzah, which is eating it when I'm so hungry, and karban pesach, which I eat when I'm full. What I mean when I'm almost full, like a melech always eats when we are full. So that is the ha'ara. But it says, one of the last three words of Rashi, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah. Usually, Hidur Mitzvah is not accomplished by not doing something. Hidur Mitzvah, what does the Gemara say? In Shabbos, we have the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. All the examples that are given in Masechta Shabbos for Hidur Mitzvah, in Perek HaBelazav Demila. The Gemara says, make lulav na'e zekelev yanveyu. Hisnoi lafana b'mitzvahs. Asei lafana sukin na'e, lulav na'e, shofar na'e, tzitzis na'e, sefer Torah na'e. Right, all of these. Usual hider mitzvah is hider in the chefsa of the mitzvah. There's an object which we try to make beautiful. That is most of the time hider mitzvah. Lulav, sukkah, everything hider mitzvah. But once in a while, the Menachas Asher says that there are six cases. Once in a while, there's hider in what he calls the Maisa HaMitzvah. Not just in the Chetz HaShaMitzvah, which are the examples given by the Gemara there in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, but hider in the Maisa HaMitzvah. What are the examples? This is number one. Number one is not eating on Erev Pesach, so that I eat matzah b'te'avon. Hider mitzvah. If I eat matzah as I am still hungry, I am eating the matzah in a hider mitzvah way. That is number one. What are other examples? He quotes from the Tosfos of Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph. This is in the Minchas Asher, Simen Chaf Hey, and Pshalach. Da'av sheyotzi lechavasa betfila deshemiyah deshomeh kohne. Tosfos says, even though if I would just listen to the chazan and be yotzei by Shmona Esrei, I would be yotzei shomeh kohne mikol makom kishe'oneh mamish ika hider mitzvah tfei. Hinder mitzvah, if I do it myself. If I do it myself. You have the, we have the counter pressure of Brava Mahadras Melech, but that doesn't apply to Tefillah. Brava Mahadras Melech, Kiddush, we mentioned in the past based on the Gemara and Brachas, for one person to make Kiddush for everyone is more of a Brava Mahadras Melech than everybody doing it themselves, but that's one example of Shmona Esrei, that he quotes the Rashbam here, and that he quotes, not to quote all of them, another example he quotes from the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. The Zorach La Hosif Ad Shlish Kedei Latzeis Kol Adeis. You have to be Mosif to spend more money on the mitzvah. To Avchur Merzud, he quotes this as a gather of Hidr mitzvah. The Chefsa is the spending more money. You can get the same Chefsa, but spending more money on it could be a Hidr. And he quotes other examples of all of this, but again, Hidr mitzvah in the Maisa. Two ways of understanding Hidr mitzvah, in the Chefsa and in the Maisa. Okay, so Sabach Lamincha, we shouldn't eat Ad Shetechshach until it gets dark. So what are we supposed to eat on Erev Pesach? Nothing. Are we supposed to eat, we're gonna be hungry? So, says Tosfos, second Tosfos. Get Tosfos here on Arvei Pesachim. Sometimes it acts like Tosfos, and once in a while it acts like Rashi. Sometimes Tosfos acts like Rashi here. But here Tosfos acts like Tosfos a little bit. Second Tosfos in the parak. Lo yochal ada pirish afilu hispalel umishum matzah. Because of matzah. Two lines down. V'im tomar umalo yochal. The Mishnah comes to tell me a chiddush. You're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. What does the Mishnah have to tell me that I'm not allowed to eat? I know this already. E matzah. I feel a kodem na'am yasser. Matzah? What, only when it goes close to mincha? I'm not allowed to eat matzah all day. Why? I need the Mishnah to tell me samach la mincha can't eat matzah? I'm not allowed to eat matzah all day. Why? Kidam rina b'Yerushalmi. Like the Yerushalmi says, the Tana of the Bavli, the Yerushalmi says, kol ha'ochel matzah be'erev Pesach, kilu boel arusasa beis chamav. If somebody eats matzah there, Pesach is like they're living with their arusa before they get married. They're jumping the gun. So you're not allowed. We know that's an isser, probably an isser derabbanan. I'm not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. There are minhagim of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, from Purim, whatever the minhag is, but the din is Erev Pesach. So I'm not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. V'ibim minei targima. And what about minei targima, meaning snacks? So, America, the verse says later on that you're allowed to snack a little bit before matzah. Ha mitavel b'minitagima. So, what? Chametz? That's an isa daraisa. Achilik, we had earlier from Chatzos. So what is the Mishnah telling me that I'm not allowed to eat close to mincha time? I'm not allowed to eat matzah anyway. I'm not allowed to eat chametz anyway. And I'm allowed to snack. So what's the Mishnah telling me that I'm not allowed to eat close to mincha? V'yesh lomar, underline Tosfos. Basically, every Tosfos in this parak is going to be an underline Tosfos. Ta'iri b'matzah shira. Oh, matzah shira. What we had before, egg matzahs and apple juice matzahs. What we had earlier, matzah shira. D'lo asar b'Yerushalmi ala matzah rila tzitzvay dechav aso. The only isra of Yerushalmi is using matzah that I could be yotzei my mitzvah matzah with. The matzah shira is okay. V'chein haya noeg rabbeinu tam. And Ezra Beit Tab used to use matzah shira. When? When did he use matzah shira? The context here is Erev Pesach. It's not on Pesach. So remember, we had Rashi before. We had Shita's Rashi way back. I think it was in the second parak. Rashi before Rashi Shita was that using matzah shira is right. Mei Peros ein machmitz in the Mishnah. The Gemara said Mei Peros ein machmitz. If you ever Rashi said that's only on the Daraisa level, but you still have to be worried on the Darabana level, and that's why there's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. What to do about matzah ashira? I'll just read it from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you remember machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel. The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Mem, both contexts, first in Tuf Mem Dalid, in the context of Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. They relate it to what it says in Tav Samach Beis. Tav Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is Lekula. There's nothing wrong with Matzah Shira. Sfarad custom in many circles is to use Matzah Shira, meaning dough that was baked without water. Only apple juice or eggs or something else. Mei peres belomayim ein machmitz in klal. Umutr lecho bepesach matzah shenilosh v'mei peres afilu shasa kol hayom. Aval ein yotzei boi dechovasa v'breishi matzah shira. Ukraksiv lechem oni. Fine, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah holds, no way. Ubimedinos elu ein nohagin lalush b'mei peros. We don't use it. The ein l'shanos im lo b'shas ha-tchak. L'tzarech e'chola o'zakei na'tzarech l'zeh. If you have a real tzarech, But otherwise, we don't use matzah ashir. Machlokas b'chav d'ramah. And this has ramifications for Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos. That's the day that we don't know. You have to finish Shal Shudis at 10 o'clock in the morning. So what do you do? So everybody, so the different days, do you have two meals very early and split the meals in half? Are you yotze with fruit? Which is a bit the evidence in general. The Aruch HaShulchan has the tremendous chiddush where he says, no, there's no chiyuv of Shal Shudis today. It's like Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. There's no chiyuv of Shal Shudis there either. Their face that falls out on Shabbos, he says, you have to have Shal Shudis in the afternoon, and you can't have it in the afternoon today, and you have to wash for Shal Shudis, he says, according to Rov Rishonim. So therefore, you can't have Shal Shudis today. Okay. But the Shulchan Aruch says earlier, what's the problem? Matzah Shira. Matzah Shira. Right? Have it early. And the Ramah says, you can't have Matzah Shira. The Noda Bihuda argues on that Ramah there in that context. The Noda Bihuda says, the Chumrah of Rashi and the Chumrah of all the Rishonim is only that Matzah Shira on Pesach. Not on Erev Pesach. Look at Artosis. Artosis says, Rebbeinu Tam had it. So that is a, even if you hold that we don't use Matzah Shira on Pesach, Erev Pesach is a major machlokas between the Ramah and the Noda Bihuda, whether the Chumrah applies even to Erev Pesach. Okay. Next Tosfos. Achetach Shach. We were just trying to be pushing the Jews to understand every word of the Mishnah. So far we spoke about Erev Pesach and Arvi Pesachim. We spoke about Lo Yochal Adam. Well, what is the Mishnah telling me about Lo Yochal? Now we have the next two words. Ad Shetach Shach. Until it gets dark. I'm not allowed to eat until it gets dark. As Tosfos. Makshinon. Amai Itzrich Achetach Shach. Pshita. First Tosfos says, this is pretty obvious. You can't eat until you have to eat matzah, which is at night. So number one, that's obvious. The ode de begemara gabi shabbos v'yavatovim lo tani le. You don't have a parallel lashon by we're going to have in the gemara about Shabbos and Yontif hashgacha. Today's erev Shabbos. We're going to have a gemara about erev Shabbos and erev Yontif. So this language isn't used there. So it says Tosfos the omer hari Rabbi Yisrael mikorvil de gabi matzah dafka beinon ad shetechshach. Dafka matzah has a din of laila, has a din of choshech. Kedetanya b'tosefta, ha-pesach u-matzah u-mara mitzvasa mishetechshach. V'taima mishim dechseh v'achluz ha-pasar ba-laila hazeh. U-matzah u-mara is kishul ha-pesach. The mitzvahs ha-laila of the seder have to be at night. Meaning what? Not during Tosefes Yatif. That's the chiddush. Aval su'udah shavas yavim tovim, matziach ilu mibod yom. On a regular Yontif night, on a regular Shabbos night, make early Shabbos, no problem. Meaning, this Tosfos is crucial for the sugya of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, something we've spoken about in the past. The Chakira of the Achronim. When I make early, does that mean, for all intents and purposes, it is the calendaric day earlier? Or not? Or I've accepted Kedusha, I've accepted Issur Malacha, but there are still differences between the time of Tosefes and the time of real Yontif. That's a major chakira. There's a Tosefos in Maseches Pesachim. I'm sorry, in Maseches Ksubis that discusses, are you allowed to get married during Tosefes Yontif? You're not allowed to get married on Yontif. Let it get married during Tosefes Yontif? One nafkamina. Tosefos discusses yes. Or it comes up. Let's see, somebody makes early Shabbos, and then as they're walking home from shul, or they daven, and then the gabbai says, remember to count Svira after it gets dark. He's like, oh, I forgot to count Svira last night. Can they count Svira from last night after they already made Shabbos? They forgot to count the Friday day. Can they count Svira? The Bir Halacha is Nota L'Hakel. You still count Svira without a bracha from yesterday, even though it's Shabbos already. So again, all of these are cases. The Nitziv has a tshuva. Maybe we'll do a daf b'yishir here about this. Have we had one? I don't remember. I have to check the notes. But the Nitziv has a tshuva. Discusses, there was a woman who was Makabel Yontif. Right? She lit candles. She lit candles on Yontif. And then 2 minutes after she lit candles, Rachman al-Aslan, she found out her father died. She found out her father died. Major Shaila. So the Nitziv got to Shaila afterwards, he said. He said, the woman sat Shiva for 2 minutes. She took off her clothes, she took off her shoes. She I don't know if she did Kriya. She sat on the floor for 2 minutes. Then she got up. The father, I don't know. It doesn't say that. I'm not sure if she found out afterwards. Could be that the father was already buried. She got a shmua that her father had died. So the question came to the Nitziv: does she have a velas after Yontif? Did those 2 minutes count? Because if they counted, then Shiv is finished. If they didn't count, it was already Yontif, so then it didn't. It was Yontif for her. So the Nitziv says, better than ask me if she did it already. You should have asked me, should she have done it? That's the question that you should have asked me, says the Nitziv. But because it was already, she already lit candles. So I would have said, that she shouldn't have sat Shiva. It's already Yantav, or she should have after Yantav. Now that she did it, is that Megala that she undid her Halakas Neros? That's the question of the Beisha Dabra. But again, having to do with Tosefes. But what do we learn from this Tosus? Tosus says that no matter what you say about Tosefes, there are some mitzvos that require Lila, that require night, like Kriya Shema. Even if I make early Shabbos, or if I daven a little earlier, I'm allowed to daven Ma'ariv after Shkia. If I don't daven late enough, I have to repeat Kriya Shema when it gets dark. Because certain mitzvos need Vaday Lila. And matzah is one of them, and the mitzvahs are Lila. And our minhag is to wait for Tmimos, Shavuos. He says, Tosfos says, but by regular Shabbos and Yontifs, you don't need it. What Yontif are you talking about? The first night of Shavuos, we wait for Tmimos. The first night of Sukkot, we wait to eat in the Sukkot until it's Vaday Lila. The night of Pesach, we wait for matzah. So what's he talking about? Shmidi Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael, because of Chutz La'aretz, you have to wait to eat in the Sukkot anyway. Right? So how many Yom Tovim days is he talking about? That all you don't have to wait. Usually for each one, you have to wait for each of the reasons. Okay, either way. So we continue. So Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha, so you're not allowed to eat until it gets dark, and every line of that we just spoke about. Next line of the Mishnah. The Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael. Oh, I'm sorry, one other. Rav Yosef Engel on the Tosfos. In the name of Yisrael Yerushalmi is going to come up a few times. It's fascinating, Yerushalmi and Mefarshim. So Yerushalmi says, if I eat matzah too early, Kibo'al Arusasu Beveis Chamav. It's like jumping the gun. I'm living with my arusa in the in-laws' house, meaning I didn't have any suin yet. So the Gilyoni Hashas of Yosef Engel here quotes various Rishonim that all say, and that's why before you eat matzah, you need sheva brachas. You need sheva brachas before you eat matzah. And they go through which seven brachos do we make before we eat matzah. And there's a machlokas about that. First he quotes the Ma'arivayel. We need sheva brachas. Bari Priya Gafen, Kiddush, Shechianu, three, Asher Galanu, Bori Priya Gafen, Anatilas Yadayim, Hamosi, Alachilas Vati, he goes through seven. And then some of the other Rishonim say, no, that you have an extra one, this should be 7 out of 8, you don't count Bori Priya Gafen. It's fascinating that he quotes 4 or 5 different orders of which 7 brachos do we count. And then he says, Ludivrem, Ein Lach Shofchal Berchas Bori Priya Gafen, because you don't really need that, and some Rishonim say you don't say a separate Bori Priya Gafen. And then he quotes, maybe you count Baruch HaMakom, if you're short one, Baruch Hu. But this is the Gilyoni Hashas right here. He quotes that, take it literally, Kabbalah Rusasu Beis Chamav, and you need Sheva Brachas. You need Sheva Brachas. And that's based on that Tosis. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara, we're only on the third line. Says the second line, Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal acheyesev. Even a poor person in Israel lo yochal acheyesev has to eat. Now, is not allowed to eat until they do heseba. Until they do heseba, right? We're going to talk a lot about heseba later on in the perek, about women and others, and which kosos need heseba. But the main question that's asked by many of the achronim is that heseba, we're like kings. Nobody sits that way today. It's even not so comfortable. I have to drink the wine and eat the matzah while I'm leaning to my left. It's not so comfortable. What do I have to do that today for? So the Aruch HaShulchan, among others, says, well, the Haseib is not only to feel like Malachim, but to relive. It's part of the Liros and Laharos as Atzmo. And then this was the way royalty acted. So that's why we do. Because we are reliving how royalty acted in those days. That is exactly why we're doing it, not only because it is royalty today. So even in Ani Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasev. Right, look at Tosfos in Afilu. The Salka Taitok, the Sebas Ani Lo Chashiva Seba, the Imam Allah Hasev. You might think, what's the Ani leaning on anyway? He doesn't have a couch, he doesn't have a pillow, he's leaning on his rickety old bench. So you might say, what's he doing? And still the act of Heseba is crucial. Good. We continue. V'lo yifchasu lo me'arba koso shel yayin v'afilu min atamchui. And we don't give him less than 4 cups of wine, even min atamchui, even if he's getting from the tztaka box, and we're giving him everything. So we still have to give him 4 cups of wine, even minatamchui. Good. Another important Tosfos. Go to Tosfos. Lo yifrasu, the second one. Tosfos says, mitoch halashon. What does the Mishnah say? We don't lo yifrasu lo. What about lahem? The Anishav probably has a family. But what does the Mishnah say? We only give him 4 cups of wine.
Tosfos here discusses, does Shomea Ka'one work at the Seder? Not only Shomea Ka'one, could the Baal HaBayis have a cup of wine and everybody, what happens on Friday night? Many times, the Baal HaBayis has a cup of wine and everybody listens and says Amen and they don't even drink. They don't even drink. There's the Shulchan Aruch quotes a mitzvah min hamuvchar that everybody should drink a little bit from the kos of Kiddush. Mitzvah min hamuvchar, not revius. One person has to drink a rov revius, and everybody else can have a little bit. And that's the min of. But what about, does that work at the Seder? Tosfos says, and we're like, oh, of course not, because that's not our minhag. But Tosfos is before the minhag, right? Tosfos is like, does that work? It sounds like for the Mishnah that it might work, because it says you only have to give the ani enough for dalat kosas. What about the ani's wife? What about the ani's kids? Lo yifchasu lo mitoch lashon mashbuk sasha ain mashbuk, not a raya, but it's mashbuk a little bit. She ain no snim labanavu lebrei beso kiim laatzmo. Sounds like you only give him. Vehu motzi es kulam bishalo, and he's motzi visvarahu. And Tosfos says, doesn't it make sense? This is a great line. De maishna arba kosos mikiddush to kol hashana she echad motzi es kulam. Tosfos is like, you know, walking into a lion's den with that line. What's the difference between Dalet Kosos and Kiddush every Friday night? After all, every Friday night we do that. So what's the difference between that and Kiddush? Four lines later, skip down four lines. Miyu bigamara mashma shitzor kolechad arba kosos. Even though this is what the Mishnah sounds like, but if you go later on in the Gemara, it sounds like everybody needs dalet kosos, diktani, hakol, chayavid barba kosos, echa nashim, ve'echa tinokos, as we'll see, and that's what the minhag is. And so it says, v'nira lahachmir, ulahatzruch dalet kosos l'kolechad. And it should be machmir, like we do, to have a cup of wine in front of everybody. V'hamachmir tzorach lizar shlo yo kosa pugum, it should not be pugum. We'll have to define, Bezram, later on, what exactly does pugum mean. But that is, again, a b'diyak. V'lif chusulo be'arba kosos, even minha minatamchoy. The Avnei Nezer, we might have mentioned this back in Masechah Shabbos the last time, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he says, which mitzvos do you have to give the ani, and which mitzvos can we say, well, he's an ones. So we have to do this for a lulav and esrog. There's no mishnah that says you got to make sure that every ani has a lulav and esrog. No. So you might say that's different. He can be yotze with mine. But even so, there are other mitzvahs that he should do. Let's say he can't do. We say it's an ones. Why here is it otherwise? So says the Avnei Nezer. He says no. He says mitzvahs of persume nisa are required to be done. There's no patur of ones rachmana patre when it comes to persume nisa. I mean, you have a patur, but you can't consider it as if you did it. Because a mitzvah persumei nisa requires you to achieve a certain result, to publicize the nes. If I don't publicize the nes, so then I didn't do what the mitzvah requires. So says the Avnei Nezer, where else do we have this halacha? Neiros Chanukah. You have to sell the shirt off your back for Neiros Chanukah. And Dalet Kosos, right here. And what's the third one? Third one is Megillah. And where else do we have this? We all have this by Neiros Shabbos. But what's the common denominator? All these mitzvahs are to achieve a result. Neir Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. And here, all of these mitzvahs, these are the three mitzvahs that are pursuing Nisa. These are the three mitzvahs, by the way, which we'll get to later on in the parak, of Afin Hoye Boso Anes, right? Megillah, Dalet Kosos, and Neir Chanukah, right? That's these three. And therefore, you have to sell the shirt off your back. You have to make sure the ani has. Because pursuing Nisa mitzvahs, you have to make sure they're result-oriented, and I have to make sure that the ani is taken care of. Just to mention the story of the Beis HaLevi, which some of you might be familiar with. Somebody once walked into the Beis HaLevi and asked him, am I allowed to use milk for Dalet Kosos? I use milk. So the Beis HaLevi goes into his shamash and says, give him a lot of money. He needs money for the Seder. He needs money for the Seder. Like, he just asked you a Shiloh. How do you know he needs money for the Seder? Beis HaLevi said, if he's asking me that he could use milk, he obviously doesn't have any meat. Doesn't have any fleishiks. If he's using milk for the Seder, obviously he has nothing for the Seder. A posting has to think beyond the questioner. Not just to answer the question in front of him, but he has to say, this person is in need, and therefore, I have to take care of him. Okay, there's a lot about Dalet Kosos, Dalet Lashonos of Geula, which is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. This is the first Yerushalmi in Arei Pesachim. It's not here, amazingly. The Bible doesn't go through the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. The Yerushalmi has four or five different opinions about why we have Dalet Kosos. Four Lashonos of Geula, fourth time it says the word Kos by the Sar HaMashkim, and the four Koses of Peranus that the Umos HaOlam are going to have in the future. So all the different, but it's in the first Yerushalmi in Arei Pesachim, right here. But we continue in the Bavli. Next Masechta, we'll do a Yerushalmi, Shkolem. But right now, we're still focused on the Bavli. So says the Gemara, my Arya, Arve Psachim, Afilo Arve Shabbos, Yom Tov Menavi. Why does the Mishnah say that you're not allowed to have a big meal on Erev Pesach? What do you mean? Every Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to have a big meal late in the day. Titanya, Lo Yochal Adam Ba'arvi Shabbos, Yom Tov Menamin Cholamawa. You're not allowed to eat Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov from Mincha and on. So you go to Shabbos with an appetite. Okay, Rabbi Yossi is not worried about it. You can eat until Tachshach, until Choshech. But Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't eat the whole also. So what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah Erev Pesach? So Amar Rav Huna, Lo Tzrichel, Rabbi Yossi, you're right. The Chiddush is only for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says it every week. But Rabbi Yossi usually says you can eat till the night time, but even he would agree to Pesach. To Amar Achov Aholechat Shetechshach, Hanimili Barvi Shabbos is Yomim Tovim. Erev Shabbos and Yontif is not as much of a hidur to not eat. Avo Be'erev Pesach, Bishab Chiyuva de Matzah Moda. But Erev Pesach, because the Chiyuva Matzah, then Rabbi Yossi would admit. Period. We'll get back to that line, but first let's continue. Rav Papa Amar, Afil Tem Rabbi Yehuda, no. Even Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah could be following. Hasam ba'arvi shabbosos v'yomim tovim mina mincha l'maluhu da'asur samach l'mincha shari. Usually, after mincha time, we'll talk about which mincha are we talking about. We know there are two minchas. Talk about mincha kedana, mincha gedola. We'll talk about it. So usually we say only for mincha time it's aser, but before that, within a half an hour of mincha time, it's mutter. Avol be'erev Pesach avilu samach l'mincha nami aser. But erev Pesach even samach l'mincha is going to be aser, even close by. Period. Uberev Shabbos samach l'mincha shari. Really, is that true? On an erev Shabbos, within a half an hour of mincha time, you're allowed to have a suda. V'atanya lo yochal adam erev Shabbos v'yomim tovim miteisha shos v'lamala. You can't eat on erev Shabbos and yonder from 9 hours. Right, what's 9 hours? 9.5 hours is Mincha Katana. So 9 hours is a half an hour before. Kadeshi Kadis Shabbos Kshutaiva. Div Rabbi Yehuda. So even on Erev Shabbos, it's Samuch is Aser. Rabbi Yossi Omer Chavala Chachat Tachshav. So we're back to the question. Is our Mishnah, could it be even according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Amar Marzutra, Man Leimalon Dimitaratzehi. Who says that this last Brisa is an authoritative Brisa? Dilma Mishabeshtahi. Maybe it's not authoritative. Maybe it shouldn't say 9 hours, it should say 9.5 hours, which means mincha time. So Amalei Maremar, Vitei Rav Yemar, no. Anoi Eklai Lepirkei Derev Pinchas, Berei Derev Ami. I was in Shir once, V'kam Tana, V'tani Kamei, and somebody quoted this Brisa in front of him, V'kibla Minei, he accepted it. Meaning it is an authoritative Brisa. Ihachi Kasha, so we're back to the question. If it's an authoritative Brisa, so you see for the Brisa, even half an hour before mincha time, you're not allowed to have a Sudas Keva. Okay, go back to answer number one, that the Mishnah is only going to Rabbi Yossi, not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, there are again, the specific halachos of eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif are somewhat, one has to go through the details. The details of when is a Sudas Keva, right? The only time you're allowed to have a Sudas Keva, even in the morning, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, is what if it's a Pidyon HaBen, what if it's a Bris Milah, if it works out, then for sure you're allowed to. And early in the day, late in the day already, it is one is not supposed to wash and have a Sudas Keva later in the day. That is the, there's a spooky story in Maseches Gittin about a family that didn't last because they used to always have Sudos Keva on Erev Shabbos. Right, we're supposed to wash and do everything earlier in the day. Once it gets later in the day, we could snack. We don't have to go into Shabbos starving, but we shouldn't be washing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on an erev Shabbos. We should go in b'taiva. The other point to mention, and that is the lashon of the Gemara here of chiyuva de matzah on erev Pesach. Mishum chiyuva de matzah, it's different. There is a major machlokas rishonim, which we're going to have to get back to. Which is the ikar mitzvah of matzah at the seder? We eat a lot of kazesim. What's the ikar mitzvah? So it says you have to go in b'taiva mishum chiyuva de matzah. What does that mean? So Rash, that's the Rashi and the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam here. The Rashbam says, fifth last line, v'chiyuva de matzah laila rishon chova, be'erev tochlu matzos. It sounds like from this Gemara that the first kazayis is the chiyuva matzah. That's what it sounds like. Because that's where you have to go in b'taiva, to go into the seder with an appetite. But later on, as we will see, Rashi and the Rashbam both, in 19 blot from now, on Kuf Yud Tesva Beis, they both say that the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah is the Afikomen. They say it. They say it beferish. Al karchenu says, we don't have a choice. We make a bracha of alachilas matzah on the first one, because what, you can eat matzah and not make an alachilas matzah? No, you have to make an alachilas matzah. But that, just like the Gemara says, if you're going to use the same vegetable for maror earlier for karpas, you got to say alachilas maror then. Even though you're going to do the mitzvah later on, because you can't eat the same vegetable. We use different vegetables. But if you use the same vegetable, he says, like Rav Chisda says, and therefore you're going to have to make the alachilas maror even earlier. Same thing by matzah. So that's a major discussion. If you hold it, the last kezias is the ikker kezias, so what does this Gemara mean? They have to go in chiyuv of the matzah with an appetite. So we discussed in the past the thought of a number of the Achronim, the Netziv and others, that you have a certain number of mitzvos, five or six mitzvos, that you could do in a minimal way, but if you do it in an expanded way, it's all considered part of the mitzvah. Just two examples and then we'll finish. For example, mitzvah of Kriyashma. What's the mitzvah of Kriyashma, which we do every morning and every night? Whatever answer you say is good. Some Rishonim say first Pasuk, the Ramban. Some say first Parsha, Rashi. First two Parshas, Tosfos. All three Parshas, Rambam. Right, machlokes. But there's a Gemara in Brachas that seems to say clearly that everything is Daraisa. How does the Ramban say it's only the first Pasuk is Daraisa? Maybe Baruch Shem. Explains the Netziv. If you're right, you could be Yotzi with the first Pasuk. But if I choose to do the mitzvah in an expanded way, then it all has the status of the mitzvah Daraisa of Kriya Shema. Even if I say that the minimal way could be less. That is how the mitzvah of matzah is formulated as well. If you look in the Rambam, it's unbelievably meduyak. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Once you eat a kezias, you will yotze your mitzvah. That's the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam does not say, it's a mitzvah to say to eat a kezias and matzah on the night of Pesach. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Second line. Once you eat a kezias, you're yotze, meaning everything you eat on that night is part of the mitzvah. You're right. Once you ate a kezias, that's all you had to eat. But really, everything you eat on that night is part of the mitzvah. It's meduyik in the language of the Rambam. Again, Avi Pesachim is chock full. We just got our feet wet. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue. B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow's daf will be uploaded. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue on Sunday with the next daf.